It's prediction time, Mr. Trowbridge. Let's get to it, man. So we've gone over the keys to victory and all the phases of the game here. Now it's time to give our predictions. So we are going to begin. As you all know, this is how we do it. We give our score prediction. We talk about how we think the game is going to play out and what led us to that prediction. And then we will then hand out some game balls. And so Trevor will allow you to start off in this breakdown. Give me your score prediction, and then tell me how you think the game will play out.
Yeah, so my final score prediction for this one, I have 34-16 Notre Dame. And how I see the game playing out is going to be really close in the first two quarters. I believe it. And, you know, there's been this trend all year of, you know, the scoreboard doesn't really indicate how close or how not close the game was. And I think it's going to be a little bit similar to this. Like, I have Notre Dame winning by 18, and to some that might seem like a really steep margin, but I think the game is going to, if you watch it, look a lot closer than what it was. So Notre Dame's going to get Indiana's best shot in the first half. You know, like I said, this is a football team that is coached by a guy who, you know, Kurt Cignetti is a guy that, you know, he's the loudest guy on the block. And when you're a head coach of a team like Indiana's, you kind of have to be, right? You're taking over historically not a good football program. And so I've respected everything that he's done up to this point. And whenever he leads his team out on the field, he firmly believes that they have the best team out there. And you kind of have to have a little bit of that if you're going to be Indiana's head football coach. So I do think that Notre Dame is going to get Indiana's best shot early. And I could see it even being a little bit of something where it shocks them a little bit. Not to say that they're not going to be prepared. I don't think that Notre Dame is overlooking this team at all. But I think that sometimes it's just you see it in like boxing fights all the time. You know, it's just like a team can land one good one on you. It's like kind of wakes you up a little bit. And I could see that in this game. You know, so I have it being like a 14-10 game at halftime. But what history has shown us this year is Notre Dame is a really good second half defense. And once you give Al Golden time to go in and give him longer than just a series to go in and make adjustments, the defense is pretty locked down from there on out. So I have the final score being 34-16. I think it's a very consistent game for Notre Dame's offense. You know, I see them not necessarily blowing it open, but it's just, you know, a couple of methodical drives. They're keeping the defense off the field, Notre Dame's defense off the field. They're remaining fresh, you know, and then they just put the game away, probably start of middle of the fourth quarter. And like I've said all season, this is a really hard defense to come back on. I think the pressure on Curtis Rourke is going to be the deciding factor here.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. I'm a Bears fan, so this one gets me really excited. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Think Tyreek Hill will get more than 90.5 yards in week one? Aaron Jones runs for more than 66.5 yards? Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. Prize Picks also has college picks all ready to go for you as well. Get in before game one hits, and you can predict how many passing yards your favorite college quarterback will hit. For me, I think Riley Leonard's going to go above 2,550.5 yards, so I'm going to take that one, and I'm going to combine it with Quinn Ewers to throw 2,999.5 yards. Put those together, and bing, bang, boom, baby. I'm going to be a winner. You just wait and see. I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary of depositing my first $10, and I received an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code IRISH on PrizePicks for a deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, run your game.
I've really had a tough time with this one, Trevor, because there's sometimes I'm watching film of Indiana and I'm like, Notre Dame's going to roll this team if they can just run the football. And then there's other times I'm like, man, this is going to be a battle. This team is really good. Just depends. I mean, there's times you watch Notre Dame this year, you're like, good Lord, this team is not that good. Mm-hmm. Not many times, but there's a couple times. But you get to the point where it's like, okay, at some point in time, you have to just look at how these two teams have played over the course of an entire season. And what this is two quality offenses that have two outstanding defenses. And so my prediction is going to be 27-17 Notre Dame is where, or 28-17 is where I went with this one. Notre Dame scores four touchdowns. I think it's going to be a game, Trevor, that it's going to be similar to the Louisville game, except I think Notre Dame scores last. I think it's going to be like a 21-10 game. It's 7-3. Notre Dame scores to make it 14-3. Indiana comes back and scores to make it 14-10. Maybe Indiana's up 10-7. Notre Dame goes up 14-10. Then they go up 21-10. And then Indiana comes back, makes it 21-17. And then Notre Dame's going to score one to kind of put it away. And then the defense makes a stop. I think this is going to be a quality football game. Is Notre Dame capable of blowing Indiana out like some of the predictions in the chat? Absolutely. It's hard to predict that because I've watched a lot of Indiana and I'm like, this is a good football team. This is a really good football team, Trev. But we've seen Notre Dame play good football teams and have the success that a lot of people in this chat are thinking. You're right. It's not going to be like the Stanford game. It's not going to be some 49-7 game where you're just toying with this team. It's not going to be that. I think it's a game that Notre Dame's a better team. They're at home. The matchups, I think, slightly favor Notre Dame, not from a personnel standpoint, but just from looking on paper, how they've been all season. I think Notre Dame's going to be able to do some things. And I'm watching film, and I'm like, boy, if that back had a little bit more juice, he might have been able to do something there. Well, Notre Dame has those backs. I don't think that Indiana's faced anybody quite like Riley Leonard this season. From a running game standpoint, it's just going to come down to, can the Notre Dame players that need to step up? Can somebody outside, can a pass catcher step up? Can Christian Gray bounce back? Can the linebackers play well? Do your dudes up front play like dudes? I mean, those are all the question marks. And I think this is going to be a competitive football game. And Indiana fans are going to be like, well, if a play here goes differently, they'll have all that. But I think it's going to mostly be where just Notre Dame is a better football team. I just think they are. I think this is a good football team on both sides of the ball, that Notre Dame's facing. It's a very well-coached football team. But I just think Notre Dame is also a well-coached football team that just has better players. And that's why I have Notre Dame winning this game 28-17. So if the game plays out how you think it's going to play out, Trevor, who's your offensive game ball winner?
So I've gone back and forth on this one because it's tough. We've talked a lot this week about Riley Leonard and how nobody's really IU's defense hasn't faced a guy like him. He's the, driver of the car. But honestly, man, in a game like this, it's hard for me to not go with Jeremiah Love. It really is, because he is a player that what every team has said after they get done playing Jeremiah Love is they say, hey, that dude is different. Players on Notre Dame's team say, I haven't seen players as electric as Jeremiah Love in my time being here. And I kind of just ended on the sentiment that we always talk about, Brian, and your dudes got to go out and be dudes. And when the lights are the brightest, who is that dude for Notre Dame's offense? And as much as I would love for it to be Mitchell Evans, and as much as I believe it could be Mitchell Evans or Riley Leonard or a Jaden Greathouse, Jeremiah Love, more times than not, has gone out and shown, even in the biggest environments. He and Jadarian Price took over that Texas A&M game, and it was very evident that he was the best football player on the field whenever he touched it. And so for me on offense, it's going to be Jeremiah Love, because I think that he is just a player that can go out and make things happen, man.
Well, everything you just said about Jeremiah Love, I 100% agree with, which is exactly why I don't think he'll be the player of the game for my prediction. It's because I think Indiana is going to focus so much attention on not letting him beat them that it's going to cost them with other players. Jadarian Price hits off a couple big runs, right? Mitchell Evans, somebody steps up. So I think that's going to be a big part of this one. I'm going with Riley Leonard. I think I think Mitchell Evans is going to have a big player too. I think a couple there. I think I don't know what it is, man. I just got this like a Jaden Greathouse, Jaden Harrison game type of vibe. I've said this. I've had it kind of all week. They're going to make some plays, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the guy getting the ball where it needs to get to. And I think Riley's going to make some big plays with his legs. I think that's going to be the difference. That was the difference against Texas A&M at times. It was the difference against Louisville at times. It was the difference in a lot of other games. It's helped spark them at other times. I think Riley Leonard is the guy I'm going with for my player of the game. A lot because of what you said. Indiana's going to be so focused on we can't let four beat us. We have not faced a guy like this all season. We got to make sure he doesn't beat us. That it's going to put Jadarian and Riley and some of those other guys in positions to make plays. And I think Riley's going to be the greatest beneficiary. I think he's going to make I don't know he's going to throw the ball a ton in this game. Like, I don't see Riley Leonard throwing the ball for 320 yards and four touchdowns or anything like that. It'd be nice if he did, but I just don't see it. But I think he's going to make some clutch throws in this game on top of running for 60, 70 yards. And, you know, so like maybe throw for 220, run for 70, maybe throw for, you know, 210, 200 or run for 70, something like that, Trev, where he just makes the plays that are needed for them to go out in there and win this football game. And so that's kind of how I see that. Sure. I don't think he's going to light him up, but I think that's how he's going to do it. Who's get your defensive game ball?
If you're like me, you're looking for an edge for sports betting. So when I heard MasterClass had a new class on betting the odds taught by the pros who've made millions, I had to check it out. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become the best. MasterClass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow from over 200 of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with MasterClass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access MasterClass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Go past guessing, learn data-driven strategies and tactical thinking from the pros who've mastered high-stakes sports betting. Sharpen your skills, assess risks, and make better decisions. And the classes really do make a difference. 88% of members feel that MasterClass has made a positive impact on their lives. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with MasterClass. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes as much as 50% off. So head over to masterclass.com/Irish for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/Irish. masterclass.com/Irish. And remember, all sports betting involves risk, and you are responsible for complying with all sports betting laws in your jurisdiction. So forget the lucky jersey or the assigned seating on game day. Learn from the sharps who meticulously manage risk and evaluate data when making decisions on where and when to wager their money. Only with MasterClass. You've had Wendy's nugs dipped in sauce, but have you had them covered in sauce? Wendy's new saucy nugs takes the crispy and spicy nugs that you love and turn them up to 11. Choose between flavors like buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, or if you're a real heat seeker, try spicy ghost pepper only on Wendy's signature spicy nugs. I dare ya. That's 7 delicious ways to try the nugs you already love. Pick a flavor, grab some extra napkins, and prepare to nug like you've never nugged before. For a whole new way to nug, it's got to be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Defensive game ball for me is it's just going to be one of the two defensive tackles. I'll go with Howard Cross, kind of what I said yesterday for my game record prediction. Indiana's offensive line has struggled with athletic pass rushes, and that's what Howard Cross presents. You know, I mean, I went either way. I will hear arguments out for both Howard Cross and Riley Mills. But to me, I think, you know, this is his first game back playing football. I think he's a guy that just chomps at the bit when he's out and he's not able to go out and play and do what he loves the most. And he has the opportunity to go out and play in his final home game at Notre Dame Stadium, something he was not able to do against Virginia. And so I think this might mean a little bit of extra something to him on top of the magnitude of this game. But from a skill set perspective, I think he's a matchup along that Indiana offensive line. So defensively for me, you know, getting pressure on Curtis Rourke is going to be huge. I think it's going to be coming up the middle with Howard Cross.
Yeah. For me, it's either Cross or Mills or Watts. I think it's going to be one of those three. I'm going Xavier Watts is going to be my pick because I just feel like he's going to be the beneficiary of it. It feels like a Xavier Watts game, you know, which means it's going to be none of those guys. It's going to be a Christian Gray or Jack Kaiser or a Junior Chilamaka or somebody like that's going to step up and make that play. We've got our guy Bill Bender with us today. Bill from Sporting News. Thank you so much, Bill. I know you are a very busy man today, but he said, hey, still going to make time for Irish Breakdown today. Bill, you and I are going to preview the other three playoff games here in a minute, but I wanted to bring you on and allow you to give your prediction and for this Notre Dame versus Indiana game and kind of how you see this game playing out. I know you've seen, I believe you've seen Indiana live at least once this year, correct? If not twice.
I saw them at Ohio State.
Okay, and so you've seen this team. What's your prediction, Bill? Talk to me about this game, how you see it playing out.
I think it's going to be close, but Notre Dame, if anything, Indiana might get like a backdoor cover. So Notre Dame keeps them. I put the final score at 28-24, which is covering. I'm fascinated to see how the weather plays into this. I'm fascinated to see if Indiana can block Notre Dame. Trevor's point taken right there on the interior. That's going to be huge. I'm fascinated to see if Curtis Rourke has time to throw and has a running game behind him. If he doesn't have a running game behind him, Notre Dame will roll in this game and it won't be particularly close. But I think they will get a little bit of a running game with the time off. And I picture this game being a little bit like Notre Dame-Louisville was, where Notre Dame's the better team. Did you guys already say this? It's somebody's on mute.
See, it's my fault. I'm on mute this time. I said the same thing. I said, I think this is going to be a lot like Louisville. It's going to be a good game, two good football teams, but it's always going to be Louisville just trying to catch up to Notre Dame.
Maybe they get a backdoor score late. But I do think the Irish win this game. And Jeremiah Love, I know you guys probably talk about him a lot. The rest of the nation that hasn't paid enough attention to Notre Dame through this run is going to get a long look at him. I think he's the one guy, I've been saying this all week, that could really take off this weekend and become, oh my gosh, look at that guy. How does he average that many carries? He reminds me of how Notre Dame uses him, like Etienne was used at Clemson, where you're like, why doesn't this guy get the ball 30 times a game? Oh, wait, they're actually doing this right because they maximize his value. And, Notre Dame wins this game. I'm excited about the atmosphere, the ticket prices you guys talked about. Is it? Did they say how much it's going to snow?
Now the snow's supposed to be out of there by the time the game comes. It's going to be mostly earlier in the day is what they're saying now.
That's too bad. We'll get some flurries. I would like to see it on the field, and if it has that feel of just an amazing game. But, you know, and you guys could probably give me the temperature. I mean, I'm outside that bubble of – sounds like Indiana fans are chirping a little bit. They're feeling it.
Oh my gosh, Bill. It has been ridiculous. Like,
I love it.
It's like, guys, you better hope your team wins because I mean it's like this. Hey, we may never be here again. We're gonna get as much trash talking in as we possibly can. I was thinking, that's gonna be nice. They're gonna just be kind of happy to be here. And they're just, you know, and we've actually had an Indiana fan in our chat all week, and he's been good. And you know, he thinks, you know, he actually predicted Notre Dame to win in a similar score to what you have. I think his was Donald Schatz had it with like 27-23 Notre Dame. He thinks it's going to be a good football game because he recognizes he's got a good football team he roots for. Some of the others are in sort of the, oh, Notre Dame sucks and Notre Dame's not good and Notre Dame doesn't have anybody because I haven't seen them play a single game, but I know they lost to Northern Illinois and that's all I know. And I haven't watched them blow out every single team they've played. You get that nonsense and they forget that they're Indiana. And, you know, and their schedule sucks. I'm like, listen, there's no one on the planet that should be talking about another team strength of schedule less than in Indiana fan. Right. We're going to find out tomorrow night whether or not that chirping was justified or not. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I think Kurt Cignetti, they take a cue from him. And I had said this, I don't know if I said this on this show, when I went to the Ohio State game, all of these things you guys have just said were like, dude, are you really picking a fight with Ohio State? Like, Ohio State hasn't lost to you since the 80s. and then afterward, you know, Cignetti said all the things he did, and it always goes viral. And then afterward in his press conference, I was kind of listening to him. I was like, you know what? I understand what he's doing. You know, he has to be a little outspoken. Yep. But in the press conference afterward, he was like, no, he went through all the reasons they lost. He had a couple barbs in there about the, you know, the refs. But everything was very, oh. Yeah, this isn't the Kurt Cignetti that's portrayed on social media. That you can see kind of, okay, I get why these guys follow him.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's no doubt to beat Notre Dame, but
it's why they're here, Bill. If he doesn't have this supreme confidence that, hey, we're better than, like, Indiana players think that they're better than some of them are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why they're here. That's why they beat all the teams they beat, because they didn't buy into the, we're Indiana. They said, no, we're Indiana, but that doesn't mean what you think it means.
Yeah.
And that's why they're here.
Trevor, what did you predict?
I had 34-16, close game at halftime, and Notre Dame's defense just kind of shuts it down towards middle of the third quarter. And
I think you said, like, a 14-14?
Yeah, 14-10
at halftime, 14-10 like at half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went 28-17, Bill. I had it where Indiana just keeps kind of – and then they score second half to make it 21-17, and then Notre Dame puts one on late, and then they stop them on their final drive, and that's how it came down to it. So I think we all see the game somewhat similarly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close game for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The home team that's just, you know, has more experience in these big game up situations is the one that I think carries the day in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So, Trevor, my man, good stuff today. Appreciate you. I will see you tomorrow at the IB tailgate. We're going to get started here, folks, tomorrow around 1 o'clock. Trevor will be there. I'll be there. Mom's making a ton of food. They're actually going to be here in the next couple hours. She's going to start all the prep. She's going to make a lot of good stuff. I'm going to make my chili. We're going to have some cocoa, some coffee, some cold drinks. You know, I got to have my Mountain Dew. It doesn't matter what the weather is, man. I got to have my Mountain Dew. So it's going to be a lot of fun, Trev. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us on the Irish Breakdown podcast.